number one rule is you do not do a dump on the tour bus.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Can you not do that?
I didn't know that.
That is disgusting and shouldn't be allowed.
That's like a weight you do not want on your shoulders for the rest of your life.
Mate, it cost me £250, that poo. I got fined. £250. Wow, that is like crazy. I'm going to start that again, but wow. Where are you finding people to send in these things?
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. How's it going? I hope you're having a fantastic day, whatever you're up to. I think I've had a bit too much coffee today. Bloody hell. If you've never checked out the podcast before and you have no idea what you've just clicked on, my name is Alfie Days and this is the Secrets Out podcast, a podcast where I sit down with celebrities, friends, family members to discuss real life anonymous secrets that have been submitted by you, the listeners. Today joining me on the episode are two people that I've never actually met prior to recording. Now, this doesn't really happen very much because I record with so many people that I know really, really well. So I'm not going to lie, recording this episode kind of felt like going on a blind date. Like I didn't really know who was going to be on the other side. I mean, don't get me wrong, both these people are incredibly well-known singers that I've seen perform bloody everywhere. And I've seen a bunch of their stuff on Instagram as well, but I'd never actually met them. Saying that, this episode was incredibly good and we just had such a laugh on Zoom together and we had a bunch of fun. So today joining me on the podcast, I've got Tom Grennan and Ella Henderson. I hope you enjoy the episode. If you do, please be sure to subscribe and follow along for the podcast. I release new episodes every single Thursday. And yeah, let's jump into the episode.
My name is Ella Henderson. I am a UK singer-songwriter. I write songs for a living. I sing songs for a living. Yeah.
You've got a beautiful piano behind you. I wish it was video, but it's audio only.
I know. I'm sat here at home next to my piano where I do a lot of writing and chill time in lockdown, really.
My name is Tom Grennan and I am a boy from Bedford who's trying to make it in the music industry. Yeah, I'm a singer.
We all sound so boring.
No, not at all.
We're like, we are singers. We sing.
Yeah, I mean, you're both playing yourself down quite a lot. You've just dropped a new song together, haven't you?
We have indeed. Yeah.
And it's killing it.
It is killing it right now.
It's doing all right. It's doing all right. Yeah. No, it's nice to see. Okay, so my secret that I'm going to share with you all is that my biggest fear is snakes and feet.
Quite varied.
They are varied and for very valid reasons. Feet. Like snakes, I just find them absolutely terrifying. Even if they're on the TV, I have to like put my feet up on the sofa and I'm scared that one's going to like slither through the sofa. I think it was that, is it the second Harry Potter, the Chamber of Secrets, mm-hmm. with that big snake monster thing in it that just terrified me. So yeah, snakes are my biggest fear. Like, if I knew one was in the room, I'd probably pass out and black out.
Have you ever actually come face to face with one?
I've been to, like, the zoo.
And held one?
No. Oh, my God, no. No. No.
My mum's best mate, yeah, had the exact same, like, phobia. And she couldn't, like, if she see them on TV and stuff.
They make me feel like, sick.
She had hypnotherapy about it. And
no
now
way.
She can hold... Yeah, she can hold a snake now.
You need to put me in touch, Tom.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking.
I had a pet snake growing up.
Really?
Yeah. When I was like about 12, I had one.
You have a pet snake?
Not anymore. I did when I was growing up. Yeah, I had a pet snake.
How do you have that as a pet? They're just not pets.
Yeah. Like if I was your mate, I'd been like, bro, you're a bit mad.
You can't pet it. You can't get to know its personality. Mm. You can't like, I don't know. There's just something about them that really freaks me out. I literally have goosebumps talking about snakes. I hate them.
My mate, he won't mind me saying this because I won't say his name, but he slept with this girl once, right? And she had a snake. And this snake was in bed whilst they were doing their thing.
No, just chilling.
Yeah, and like this, and like the snake, like was all like she, basically he's weird, man, and like he was like, yeah, the snake was like involved, like not involved,
shut
like
up.
Not like intimately involved, but like was there like
it was just there,
was there like the... going like on them while it was happening.
That makes me feel physically sick.
Yeah, it's fucking weird shit.
Yeah, snakes and then feet. I don't like feet because I don't know, like it's just like bare feet. So as a kid, like when I had friends over and I'd have to top and tail with them, the thought of someone's feet being on my pillow or near my face really, like, and I feel for anyone that works in a nail salon and has to give pedicures or
I actually love feet.
What?
I'm not even gonna, yeah, innit? Like, no. If you have a nice good looking foot.
Yeah, there's like, a thing called
My missus has like the sickest foot.
Really?
Yeah.
What counts as a sick foot?
Just like very symmetrical toes.
See, my feet look like Monster Munch.
That's jokes.
But apparently there's a thing called toe cleavage though, and it's the bit where like the line is the gaps between your toes, and if that's seen within your shoes, that can like be a fetish for some people.
No.
I'm serious, look it up, toe cleavage, after this chat.
Wow. We get a lot of people submitting secrets in about having a foot fetish and how do they tell their partner.
I don't think it's a weird thing.
I think it's really common.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I would find a foot attractive. Do you know what
do
I mean?
You find, yeah, is that like a sexy thing?
Oh.
If you have a so nice bizarre. Looking foot, 100%.
That is so bizarre. Like a nice ass or some nice eyes, yeah. Nice smile, nice set of titties, like all of that I get, but feet is just...
I really like feet and I really like teeth.
What about hands?
Yeah, teeth is a big thing for me.
Yeah, I feel like the hands are quite similar to feet. You can have like nice clean
but
hands.
But then you hold somebody's hand, don't you? So you want the hand to be smooth, nice, or like just like, you know what I mean? You don't hold someone's foot unless you're giving me a foot rub, that's fine.
But you're not giving them a foot rub.
So you don't mind your feet being touched then? Like,
well, I get quite ticklish. Like, in saying that though, I did go and have reflexology for the first time because I was told it's amazing and it can like as an experience. So I went and did it and I thought I'd just sit there and giggle the whole time, but I actually just fell asleep and it was really relaxing.
I did the same. I fell asleep as well.
Yeah, I felt like I just floated out of there.
And then I was like, I think I just spent 60 quid to have a nap.
I was like, that's what it felt like.
They could have just stopped halfway, left the room and then come back in and been like, yeah, we're finished. Yeah, what's your secret, Tom? What have you got? Foot fetish.
Foot fetish, yeah. I've actually got a massive phobia about elbows.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't like elbows. Don't like my elbows being touched. Don't like people like showing me their elbow. Like, it makes me feel sick.
What, like bare elbow?
Like a bare, like,
you can't even look at it.
You see that bit of your elbow? No, I can't even like touch my
own. You can't.
It makes me, like, even thinking about it makes me sick.
Why is that though? Did something happen as a kid or something though? Why is that?
I don't know. I must have hit my funny bone really hard, I think.
When I was 12, our house burnt down. No one knows why to this day except me, because it was my fault. I burned the house down by leaving my candle burning.
Wow.
That's savage.
That must have cost your parents a lot of money.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That is mental. That's like something out of a film or a Netflix thing.
That's like a weight you do not want on your shoulders for the rest of your life. Also, how old did she say she was? 12?
12.
And no one to this day knows why.
I feel like you should come out and like tell the truth about that.
Yeah, I think it'd relieve a lot of stress.
Yeah.
The only thing it might not do
is bring the house back.
Number one, that. Number two, it could revoke the insurance. So maybe it's better to maybe come out to the family and let your family know the reality, but not too public.
Don't let the insurance company know.
Maybe. Shit.
Yeah, don't come out all the
way. They burnt down their house.
Take the money, but let it out a little bit.
I bet there's probably a load of people listening to this who's like, houses have burnt down at one point and now everyone's trying to like ask their siblings.
Everyone's
going to
question their own teenage child.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
That is mental.
That is mad.
I love my candles. I always like have them burning around the house and stuff. And that's probably like a big fear of mine is by accidentally leaving one on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't imagine burning my house down and then not admitting or burning.
I hope everybody was safe, by the way.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. As long as everyone, I mean, whatever happened, if you all survived, that's the main thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
My boyfriend at the time set up a robbery at our workplace and we worked. Wow. Wow, that is like crazy. I'm going to start that again, but wow. My boyfriend at the time set up a robbery at our workplace that we'd worked at together for nearly 18 months. He organised it to happen when it was only us there late at night. He's now facing jail time and I haven't been allowed to speak to him since. I'm glad he's facing jail time. This guy sounds like a madman. That's like a film. Like he fully organized a robbery. You don't really hear about that, like an organized robbery.
And she was complicit. She knew it was happening as well.
I feel like she should go to jail as well.
I was just going to say she should, yeah, she should be like, you know.
Have you got the person's email address?
No, nothing. That's the thing. When we set this up, I was like, I do not want to track anything in case one day someone admits to something and then I'm like brought into it to like try and out this person. I was like, no.
Yeah, in it. Like, I feel like I'm a bit.
Tom, you're involved now. It's on you.
But literally, like, I bet there's like every member of like the police right now could listen to this and be like, who is that person? We need to track it down. Wow. They can't.
Shit.
But that's crazy. My advice there would be whoever you are, come clean, because honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
And don't let someone take the fall just for both of your
sake. I'd love to know where the workplace was, though. Like, was it like, I don't know, Screwfix or something like that? No.
Tesco. Pets at Home.
The only thing I'm thinking is, I don't think that's boyfriend, like,
material.
I don't think he's the right guy for you.
No, exactly. Definitely not.
I feel like maybe you guys should probably break up because that's pretty hectic.
I mean, I think that's inevitable.
He's now facing jail time and I haven't been allowed to speak to him since. I'm not surprised.
I mean, that's crazy.
Shit. Please rewrite back in, whoever you are, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Please write in and let us know what was stolen and what the company was. I'd love to know.
And how much jail time did he actually get?
Yo. I leave secondary school in 2 weeks and I've made lots of plans with people from school for the summer, knowing I'll show up to fuck all of them.
That sounds like me.
Love that. I know, I was just going to say, that's like, we all have them days, don't we?
That's great. That's so the opposite to other secrets.
I feel like me and this person would get on.
Credits. I quite like that. That's a nice refreshingly honest there.
Also, their friends are probably thinking the same thing.
Mm. Yeah. I'm considering shagging my ex, who still has feelings for me, to ruin his chances with the girl he's talking to. It's the girl he told me not to worry about.
Oh shit.
Where are you finding people to send in these things?
I know these people are savage, but can I just say from experience in the past, ever going back there is never going to make you feel good. You're just going to feel so much worse about yourself. And I would take the moral high ground and just walk away from the situation and let him crack on.
I agree. I think you don't want him in your life. You just don't want him to be with the other girl. But there's a reason they broke up. They're not good together. It's not going to work. If you just want a quick little one night with someone, there's plenty of other people. You don't need your ex.
So funny though, it's savage. Every girl and every guy's been there. Like, it's just the revenge shag, but just don't
it's
do it.
It's not worth it.
I used to stretch my t-shirts out before I went to the gym so my personal trainer would think I'd lost weight.
Wait, I wrote this one in. That is so good.
I think that's so good.
I love that.
That makes me sad that they're doing that to feel like they have to, but equally...
Oh no, I love that.
That's me. That's literally me. That's me meeting up with like a trainer and then being like, honestly, I don't know why. Don't know why my weight's not changing. I've literally eaten so clean.
Literally, I'm going to try
just
that.
Just knowing that I haven't.
Yeah,
you're only lying to yourself, but I'm definitely going to try it one day just for a laugh.
That's funny. I remember I was chatting to a friend once who said that when they're in the gym, they used to purposely splash their t-shirt with water. So as soon as they go in, it looks like they're like sweating, already been working out.
What? That's crazy.
That's too far.
That's too far. Who cares?
I witnessed and wrote notes for an alien autopsy.
What?
I witnessed and wrote notes for an alien autopsy.
So this person's actually admitting that aliens are real and he's seen one.
And that they've worked on one, yeah. I occasionally get secrets like this kind of thing in and I'm like, I don't know if it's bullshit because people can write in anything. Not everything has to obviously be legit. People could be messing about.
Yeah, for sure. People could just be making stuff up. But imagine if that is real. Imagine if there's a secret organization right now where there's like a
load of... I would love that to be like this...
A load of ETs just laid out on beds.
The CIA have just written in. They've written in. I'm like, this is the way I need to get it off my chest.
Just some really senior person.
This is the only way I can get it off my chest is putting it on this podcast. If it is real, I'd be like, what was going on? What did the alien look like? What? I would ask so many questions.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, man.
You do? Yeah. Have you ever seen anything? Have you ever seen like a UFO or anything like that?
No, but like, I'm quite like, the world, we live in this mad, on this mad world, obviously. But like galaxies are massive.
Yeah, there's just too much we don't know about for there to not be something else.
Well, there's too much going on. We can't be just the one little speck of Earth. And there's so much... Yeah, I honestly feel like as well that there's like an exact replica of what Earth is and then...
Oh, like a parallel universe.
Like, yeah, or like just another Earth. Do you know what I mean?
So do you ever feel like sometimes...
In another galaxy.
Sometimes I'm like driving or something and I'll... Like a car will pull out in front of me and I'll like near miss it and I go past. And I'm like, I feel like another version, like another universe. I did hit it, but I've just like carried on into a different universe. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a version of me like did get involved in the crash.
Fuck, we've gone deep for a Monday afternoon.
Whoa. That's crazy.
I hear that though.
It's like sliding doors, right?
Yeah.
Sliding doors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Found my older brother's profile on Hinge. I want to give him advice on how to make it better, but he doesn't know I'm on Hinge.
Yeah, I'd keep it that way.
What, not give it? Yeah, I think from a...
Well, I wouldn't match your fucking brother for one. Is that what you're saying?
Well, hang on, I don't have advice on how to make it. Well, we don't know if this is the younger brother speaking or whether this is the girl, but I'm imagining it's a younger sister if she's seen him on Hinge or whatever, but... I don't know, you know, I've got two big brothers and if I thought, you know, they could be doing better and pulling better, then I'd probably want to help them out. But maybe it coming from your own sister is not the greatest feeling.
For me, if my sister went onto my, I don't have a sister, but if my sister went onto my Hinge, I'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you looking through my shit for? Like, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, but then brothers and sisters know each other so well. Like, I know my brothers inside out and if they weren't being the real them on Hinge... And not like.
But what is the real like? What do you mean? What like giving
like,
it
just I think they're really funny. So like I think a lot of dating apps, especially Hinge, that's the one where you can like put up the funny things that people can respond to, right? And I feel like people can respond in a funny way. And I think if I saw my brother doing it and he's just being boring, I'd have to let him know like, come on, we can do better than this.
Fair play.
What you put out there, you attract. So, you know, if it's not great, what he's putting out there is not going to attract greatness.
I hear that.
I reckon I'd definitely help my sister out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what are you doing?
I would say something, and it's how you convey that message. You know, you don't say, whoa, this is shit, delete it.
Only if you're going to make their page better. If you're like, look, you are better than what your page says. If you're like,
and you come up with the goods on how they can make
you
it
don't
better.
Look as good as that. You've facetuned yourself. You look better in those images than what you look like in real life.
Exactly.
We need to downgrade your account because that's not the reality. Then that's a hard conversation.
Since everyone wears masks now, I always fart in public because I figure no one is going to smell it. I'm with you on that one.
I've never thought of that.
No, I think you can still smell.
You can still hear it.
You can still hear it. And you can still smell it. Like, there's no way you don't smell a fart just with that piece of paper in front of your face.
I'm quite a gassy person, so I'm always kind of like trying to fight. Like, I fight in public if I have to, man.
Oh, definitely.
I can't hold it in. I remember when me and my girlfriend first started like properly dating, and she would like really hold in. If she listens to this, she's like, "What?" She's gonna be like, "What are you doing?" But she used to hold her farts in so much.
Every girl does that. It
hurt her, and I was like, "What are you doing? Just fart." She's like, "I'm not farting in front of you."
Yeah, but it's so like no. Yeah, but we don't want to do it. Like, girls don't fart, girls don't poo. So.
But I just felt bad. I was like, don't put yourself in pain.
Yeah, but it is so awful when you're like new into a relationship. You just don't want that. It is an awkward thing to have. Like,
some people keep that though. I've got a friend of mine who.
Oh, I've got friends that have never
10
like
10 years yeah, on.
They've never done anything.
They're married and they still don't fight in front of each other. Yeah, no, the wife doesn't fight in front of the husband.
That's mad.
Still.
My best friend's like that.
I couldn't do
unless
that.
Unless it's like a complete accident, but she'll never like, if she needs to do one, she'll like get out of the room and go somewhere else.
I poo in front of my girlfriend. Everything's bad.
Oh my God.
I was desperate for a poo at the shop I worked at. That's legit how it starts. The toilets were on the bottom floor, but I couldn't leave the floor unattended. I found a disabled loo on the same floor as me. I did my thing, went to flush the loo, and nothing happened. There was no water in it. It was a display toilet. I had to wipe my ass on a fake aloe vera plant and decided to leave it and blame it on a customer.
That's jokes.
Oh my God, that is awful.
My first time on a tour bus, yeah.
Oh no.
I was with Chase and Status, and I had never been on a tour bus before. And
number one rule is you do not do a dump on the tour bus.
Yeah, and I didn't know
oh,
that.
Oh, really? Can you not do that?
I didn't know that.
Well, it's just kind of like courtesy, like unless you've got like the runs, like everyone just wait till you get to the next place if you can.
Yeah, but I didn't know this. So I fucking got onto this bus and I was out of shit.
What, instantly straight?
Like basically out of shit.
Just got on there, christened their loo.
And then I kind of put my head out. I was like, boys, it's fucking shit. This shit isn't flushing. And they were like, what? Mate, it cost me £250, that poo. No. I got fined £250.
No, you didn't.
That's so funny. Down.
I did.
Tom.
It was the most expensive poo.
Wait, so was the loo now blocked for the rest of the tour?
No, because then like you have to like take it, you have to like
kind someone of, had to fix it for 250
someone
quid.
Had to come and take it apart and stuff.
Not take it apart, but basically you when you like put it when it actually eventually flushes, then you've got to like clean out the actual that toilet bit where all like the piss goes so it doesn't smell and all this shit. So it was just a long old job, but it was the most expensive poo of my life.
When I was 19, I told my mum I had an internship 3,000 miles away, but really I went to go meet and stay with a 26-year-old guy I'd been talking to on the internet. She still doesn't know, and every year she posts on social media about how proud she is of me for getting that internship. Oh my God.
How old was she?
19. And this guy's 26. Okay, there's a few things here. Like, first of all, there is a bit of an age gap. And I need to know if this girl's been catfished or whether the guy's legit. Because if it's a nice guy, and she's just scared to say it, but 100% it's very dangerous what this girl has done.
Yeah.
It seems like it's flukily worked out. Otherwise, I feel like she would have been like, it did not go well. Equally, traveling 3,000 miles to meet someone you know off of the internet, I don't think is the one. Has she not watched Catfish?
Is she still there as well? She's saying that her mum...
is on Facebook.
Still doesn't know, and every year she posts on social media as if to say like she posts about it saying how proud she is of her daughter. That is mad though.
The amount of things that people like keep inside, like the amount of weight on people's shoulders from their family and friends that comes about on this podcast blows my bloody mind. Like, I feel like if somebody, especially now if she has gone and he is a lovely guy and they're together or they're still whatever, spending time together, I feel like people need to be more open with their family and friends. Like,
definitely.
I feel like your mum's like
if it's all worked out.
You can do your own thing now. You're 19 years old. If you really wanted to be with a 26-year-old who lives 3,000 miles away, I feel like you can have that conversation, I hope for you, for your sake, with your mum. where she accepts it and she's happy for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fully. I mean, I can't imagine I'm not a mum, but I could imagine being very protective over my 19-year-old daughter, though, if she said she wants to go fly somewhere who she's never met in real life before.
Yeah, I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's only going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. Like, the truth is pending.
Yeah, no, but that's mad. I just hope that it wasn't a catfish situation, and I hope he is nice. And if it is and it's all lovely, then I think you should kind of tell your mum the truth.
Or you could just pretend. You could just be like, no I've way. Met this Whilst guy. I was doing my internship's finished now. There I met this lovely guy. He's a little bit older than me, but he is lovely.
There you go. That could work.
I pick my nose and keep my good bogeys in a little circle. I pick my nose and keep my good bogeys in a little circle Tupperware container in my drawer. It gets very large and it looks so fat. You're a tramp, bruv. Whoever read that, right now, is a full-on tramp.
That is right. That is disgusting and shouldn't be allowed.
Oh my gosh.
That is honestly like.
But their bedroom obviously needs like disinfecting.
I want to know how old they are. I feel like that's something that they've started when they're like 12 years old because they thought it was funny. And now it's gone too far. It's gone too far. They can't stop. And they're like, it would be a waste to not carry on. I've already committed for 4 years. I need to carry on.
That's so rank.
He needs help.
Okay, what do you do, Tom? Your girlfriend sits you down. I've got something to show you. I've never actually shown you and told you before.
But like, what are you doing?
I've got a little Tupperware.
But like, what are you doing? Sort your life out. However, like I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'd probably say you like need a bit of therapy as well.
I'm not gonna lie to you, like I have been caught once in a while picking my nose, yeah? Like I do pick my nose sometimes. Like I've got a bad hay fever, yeah? And like
if you don't collect it.
I don't collect, that's what I mean. Like picking yours is cool, I don't mind that. Like just if it needs to be done, it has to be done. But like collecting like bodily fluid is just like fucking
very
weird.
Peculiar, very strange, shouldn't be allowed. And I agree with Tom's first statement is just simply whoever it is a bit of a tramp. Sorry.
They don't need it. If you're listening, you don't need that in your life.
Yeah.
It's the perfect time to put it in the past.
Throw the Tupperware box away. Just stop this addiction. And if it's carrying on, go see someone.
Yeah.
Or you could probably whack it on eBay for someone with a really niche fetish. Make a little bit of money.
No, don't encourage it.
You could probably sell it.
Do not encourage it. It's disgusting.
I have been secretly selling nudes behind my boyfriend's back and I feel absolutely awful about it, but we need the money.
If she's doing it for like both of them, then what a ledge.
That's what I mean. It could be paying for their holiday in like the Maldives, so.
Yeah. I'd be what a ledge.
What I would do is get a load of money, do something amazing with him and sit him down at the amazing thing and say, look, obviously, we're sat in the Maldives right now. He's wondering how we could pay for it, and this is how. And if he's that angry, then he's not the one.
Mm. And I'd be well buzzing. I'd be like, shit, come on, girl.
Yeah. I think he could easily be like super chill with it and supportive.
Yeah. 100.
She could be like pent up inside kind of thing. She could be really nervous to tell him about this or for him to find out. And he might actually be absolutely fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends if you're with someone that has bad jealousy issues and that's not probably going to work. But if it's someone that's quite chill and cool about it, then you do you, hon. I went round my boyfriend's house for the first time and was going to meet his dad and sister. Upon greeting them for the first time, I spoke in a thick Yorkshire accent. I'm not British and I don't have any British relatives at all. I have no idea where this accent came from. Maybe from sheer nerves, but it haunts me to this day.
Where is she from? I'd love to know that.
Yeah. And also, did she carry it on or was it just the initial greeting? Because if it was the initial greeting and nerves, that's funny and kind of get away with it. But if she then tried to carry on being from Yorkshire, that would be hilarious. That's like a sketch.
My guitarist, right? His name's Danny. And when he was younger, he moved to Liverpool. So he's from Northampton and he moved to Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
But when he moved to Liverpool, he gave himself a whole different name.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. So like, I can't remember what his, so just
For example, Danny isn't his real name.
No, Danny is his real name, but he gave the name, I don't know, like George or something like that. I forgot what his what it was, but like when he moved, he was like, yeah, I just didn't fancy everyone calling me Danny. So everyone in Liverpool, because he's got a lot of like Scouser mates and that, they all still call him George.
No way.
Or the other name that he'd given him for himself. So like if they ever come to like gigs or something like that, they'll be calling him a whole different name. And then he'd be like, oh yeah, I've got to kind of go back into that kind of thingy.
That's but, mad. Like,
yeah. So he completely like lived the life of another name.
That's quite cool.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to do that. I might just put a wig on when I go for a night out next and just do a completely like different, like an alter ego.
Well, that was it. Appreciate both of you coming on.
Thank you so much. I feel like my mind has been opened up from some really gross things and some really, really like savage things.
Is there anyone that you guys know that you'd think would be good for me to invite on in a future episode? Is there anyone that you think would have some funny secrets or funny chat?
Ella Airwood.
Yeah?
Invite Ella Air on.
Yeah, it should be funny.
Amazing. Well, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. You're legends.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Cheers.
And that is the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I really, really appreciate you listening and all the way to the end as well. If you did enjoy it, then please go down below and drop a little follow or a subscribe, depending on what platform you're listening on. And that way you'll be the first to be notified when a new episode goes up each Thursday. If you're feeling extra nice and you've got a couple of spare minutes, feel free to go down below and drop a little rating and leave a little review. That would be lovely of you. And yeah, I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, whatever you're up to. And I'll catch you next week with another new episode of The Secret's Out.